trade deadline day. Zach with you here. This is the recency bias. Trade deadline day in the NHL. But before we get to that, we got to talk about what happened last night. What happened last night? The Montreal Canadiens won their third straight game in overtime. Second straight, back-to-back nights. Alex Galchenyuk with the game winner in OT, his 15th of the season. Yeah, three straight overtime wins for your Habs. Three times in four nights, actually. Alex Galchenyuk once again with the game winner, second night in a row, the hero. And now, under new head coach Claude Julien, your Montreal Canadiens are 4-2-0. Just like that. I know three overtime games doesn't give you the most confidence in the world, but it's something. We were saying on yesterday's podcast, it's something you build off of, and another night they built off of. And the Canadians, I know, won nothing final score, so it wasn't like they filled the net or anything. But they were the better team in Columbus throughout that game. I'm glad they won. They deserved that one. So now on three in a row heading into A, the trade deadline, and B, Subban's return. That's tomorrow night. Got a little heat going as Subban comes back to Montreal on Thursday. Other folks coming into Montreal, Jordy Benn made his debut with the Habs. Didn't really notice him in the game, which I think is a good thing in this case. Solid beard, noticed that much. Once again, though, this game seemed to belong to two people. Carey Price, obviously, with the shutout. Are we comfortable with declaring Carey Price completely back? He's been huge since Claude Julien has been around. If this continues, man, you've got some really distinct points of the season to look at as turning points for Carey Price's play. You've got great play for the first part of the year, right up until the game in which he gets pulled and stares at. Let's go ahead and just say it's Michel Therrien now. He'll never know if that's true or not, but I'm going to just go ahead and say that. Gives Michel Therrien the stare. His statistics from that game forth take a big old tumble. And now, Claude Julien in town. Stats are on the rise. Carey Price with the shutty. So besides Price, who else does this one belong to? Guy who the season belongs to at this point. Max Pacioretty. Did he score in it? No. Well, yes. But man, he was on a mission. So let's just skip right to overtime, because the rest of the game, nothing really happened offensively. So we get to overtime. Patches goes down the ice on breakaway. Absolute mission. He is determined to put that puck in the net. Gets his first shot, doesn't go in, comes back around, goes to work on it, clearly crosses the line, but the whistle blew at some point. Well, it blew after it crossed the line, but okay, so now we have to go upstairs. And now we gotta check. When did it cross the line, and when, sorry, when and when, I know, I say them a little bit weird. Don't want to confuse anybody. When did it cross the line? And when did the ref intend to blow the whistle? So, for some reason, this whole thing takes 15 minutes, even though it's clear the puck crossed the line. Absolutely no debate about that. I don't think anybody's going to debate whether or not that puck went in the net. It did. That's a fact. So, okay, we've determined that. So now all we have to do is ask the ref, when did you intend to blow the whistle? Was it before the puck crossed the line or after? Just tell us. But no, for some reason, we got to mess around for, I don't know, what was that, actually 10 minutes of like a 5-minute overtime? We're waiting for this review. Going on and on and on. When really the only thing I can understand that should have been discussed was, did you mean to blow the whistle beforehand? You just didn't get to in time. If he says yes, then we all move on. Turns out, that play was not reviewable. That's what the NHL wound up coming up with as their explanation there. Non-reviewable. For a non-reviewable goal, they sure took a hell of a long time reviewing it. Guess it took them a while to flip to that page in the rule book and determine whether or not they were allowed to review that goal. And then the ref skates out, and we've been sitting around for 25 minutes waiting for this result, and he goes, call the ice stands, no goal. No explanation. What the hell's the point of the mics even? Pretty sure you're supposed to give us some explanation there. I guess he didn't even have one. He's just like, I don't know, those guys are taking too long to flip through the book and determine the non-reviewable. Or maybe he didn't want to say to the crowd, the angry Montreal crowd at that point, and this part I can understand. Maybe he didn't want to go to center ice and say, non-reviewable goal. Sorry to have kept you all here for the last 10 minutes reviewing it. That's probably the case. So, anyway, it doesn't count. It should have counted. Should have been number 32 on the year for patches. But alas, doesn't count. Habs quickly get a call in their favor. Very questionable call, let's all admit that. But maybe a bit of a makeup call for what had happened earlier. And then Claude Julien recognizes, and this is, once again, pretty good strategy. Michel Therrien should have thought of this. Let's put the best players out there for the 4-on-3 power play. So we've got Max Pacioretty, Alex Radulov, Alex Galchenyuk, and Shea Weber out there. And guess what? It worked. Chucky, the hero again. Montreal Canadiens, go on to win it. Now let's talk about the other stuff. Who wasn't in the lineup? David Dernay was not in the lineup. Because David Dernay is no longer a member of the Montreal Canadiens. And if you listen to the episode of The Big Show that we just put up last week, Sean and I talking how many games left with the Canadiens does Dernay have. I think we put the over-under at 3 and I took the under. Turned out that was right. He gone. Goodbye, DD. Thank you for your time with us. Enjoy your millions. And now we got Davidson. Is Davidson a great defenseman coming back from Edmonton? No, though what I always like to check out is the fan reaction from the other side. I think that always gives you a bit of an indication of what you're getting yourself into. And they weren't just upset because they acquired Dernay, which I mean I think we can kind of sympathize with. But they weren't happy to see Davidson go, which I think is interesting. So I don't know what the Canadiens got there. I mean, I doubt he's going to be an everyday player. I don't think. But the fact is, you got something. You got an NHL body. Not a 7th-round pick. Not nothing at all. You got a player for David Dernay. That's a pretty good trade. So, Lil Davey, off to the big old city of Edmonton. And good luck to him. I hope he does well. I hope he thrives with the Oilers. He's not going to. But I hope he does well out there. And then, so I'm feeling good. We've traded Dernay. We won 3 in a row. Claude Julien's got this team winning games, and then you stay up late enough, and things go bad for you. Some point after midnight, Montreal Canadiens acquired Steve Ott. And it's Steve Ott, it's safe to say, is probably the absolute worst player in the NHL. So that's not great. Got some grit is what we brought in there, and I'm never a fan of bringing in grit that has nothing else attached to it. Oh, and he can win face-offs. He can win face-offs. Let's not forget that. He's actually really good at that, but one, any sort of study that's been done of the advantage of winning face-offs is proved, and it's not the most valuable thing. And two, if that's all you can do, and then you serve your team no purpose once you win that face-off, I think it makes the winning of the face-off even less valuable. So, Steve Ott. Real shame we got him. Feeling very good about the Habsil-Steve Ott acquisition. So now it's up to Marc Bergevin to restore my faith and your faith as well. With some big moves on Wednesday, trade deadline day, 3 p.m. I think there's going to be something happening. I get the sense that Bergevin's working hard to make something big happen. He's trying to take big swings. We'll see what happens. It'll be interesting. There'll be good content coming at you all day on rabbithabs.com. Highly suggest you stay glued to that site, as well as all the other sites that you'll be watching throughout the deadline day. Your Canadiens now 35-21-8 on the season. 78 points first overall in the Atlantic Division. 6 points up on the second place Ottawa Senators, and the Sens have 3 games in hand. So, worst case scenario at the moment,
if the Sens win all those three games that they have on us, we're tied. Habs now fifth in the East and eighth overall in the NHL. That'll do it for this one. We'll probably do some sort of recency bias after the trade deadline if the Canadians do something big. If they don't do much at all, then obviously we won't be jumping back on. But if something big goes down, there'll be a recency bias tomorrow. And then obviously there'll be one following Subban's return to Montreal on Thursday night. Till then, take care.